Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is launching his re-election campaign with a string of appearances that tout Michigan's comeback. Yesterday, the governor pressed the flesh in Detroit, Lansing, and Grand Rapids. Today, it's on to Traverse City, Frankenmuth, and Oakland County. The re-election campaign became official on Sunday when the Rick for Michigan campaign unveiled a 60-second commercial calling attention to what the campaign regards as the accomplishments of the Republican incumbent over the past 3 years. Among them, more than 220,000 new private sector jobs, tops in the nation for manufacturing jobs and others. Democrats, including Snyder opponent Mark Schauer, responded yesterday. They labeled the campaign stops a rebranding tour meant to distract voters from what they feel are the destructive impacts of Snyder and Republican policies. Yesterday afternoon, I spoke with a key participant in Mr. Snyder's reelection bid. Bobby Shostak is the chairman of Michigan's Republican Party. I first asked him what he hopes the governor's tour stops will accomplish.
Well, it's a great opportunity for the governor to get out and see the folks in these communities and businesses and tell a story of the success we've enjoyed and achieved these last 3 years, the direction of the state, moving forward, growing jobs, the economy, a lot of great regional issues that can be addressed as well while on the tour here, and overall just really launch what will be a great 10 months here to continue on with his plans for the state of Michigan.
Is the comeback kid the official theme of the campaign then until November?
Yeah, I think it's it's kind of a play on picking up after hiring a nerd, and now the state is the comeback state, and as a result, he's the comeback kid.
Now, Democrats are calling Mr. Snyder's campaign stops a rebranding tour because they say his policies actually have hurt children, families, and retired people. On Monday, candidate Mark Schauer criticized the elimination of child tax credits and the earned income tax credit. Let's listen to a little bit of that.
Between diapers and school supplies and new clothes and groceries, those families don't have the money to spare. And now they have less of it due to Rick Snyder's tax increase, so he could give his corporate tax cut that's not creating jobs.
Bobby Shostak, what makes you confident that the governor's comeback message will appeal to more voters than Mr. Schauer's message?
Well, I think, look, under Governor Snyder's leadership, Michigan's gained over 220,000 private sector jobs. Population in the state's rising again. Unemployment is dropping, finally. We're creating a more friendly business environment throughout the state. Businesses are hiring people again. The administration's found better ways to educate and prepare people for the thousands of jobs that are finally available in our state, and making sure that folks are connected to the job availabilities and opportunities that are out there. And so it's pretty disingenuous to suggest that Michigan is not moving significantly forward from a lost decade under Mark Schauer and Jennifer Granholm's era. I mean, look at the facts. I think they speak for themselves.
Well, I assume the official jobless rate has to be a concern for you, though. Still at over 8%. What do you say to people who point to that number and say the governor's policies aren't working?
Well, look, I think while everyone would want to keep those numbers going in the direction they have, which is improving, the facts are that 220,000 private sector jobs have been created as of November 2013. And with that, unemployment is dropping. And with that, personal income is growing. And with that, Michigan's overall ranking across the country and all of the various factors are continuing to be a top-tier state. So, I mean, it's easy to try to criticize, but he's got no facts behind what he's saying. It's really an unfortunate, kind of dialogue if he's that desperate that has to point those sort of things out.
John Truscott, who is the former media coordinator for Governor Engler, commented to MLive that he thinks the governor doesn't take enough credit for what he has accomplished and that he should do that. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think the governor is, but his nature is he's a modest man, and he's, does not want to focus on any of the negatives of the past years under Granholm and Schauer. He wants to focus on the positives, and he's a guy that doesn't want to take credit nor assign blame. But the reality is that's just his personality. But the facts speak for themselves in terms of, real solutions, coming back to middle-class Michigan families that are bringing forward great initiatives to help their families grow, prosper, and Michigan to be the kind of state that we all hoped 4 years ago the next governor of the state would be able to accomplish. And Governor Snyder's, you know, hitting on every cylinder, on all the metrics to continue to move Michigan forward.
Will we see Governor Snyder more vigorously promote his accomplishments in this campaign?
Yeah, and I think he has. I think that ad is a a beginning of that, where you know he's showing in clear statistics in very obvious ways where the state is showing improvements. You know, one of the big things, of course, is the city of Detroit. You know, for six decades, leaders of our state have ignored the problem, and it's gotten worse for the citizens of Detroit. And this governor, you know, years ago said that when he started his campaign that Detroit was going to become a priority, needed to become a top agenda item for him. And he got in there, he identified the issues, put in the emergency manager, moved forward what was turned out to be necessary, which was a Chapter 9 municipal bankruptcy. And it is now putting Detroit in the position where there's a real solution on the table, a real direction, a real future for the citizens of Detroit, and a real opportunity for the state to see the city of Detroit become a great place again for our entire nation.
The governor was calling for more transparency in campaign finance 4 years ago, but he passed on an opportunity for more transparency when he signed Senate Bill 661 about 6 weeks or so ago. That maintains anonymity for contributors to issue ads. What has changed?
Well, that bill actually creates more transparency. It requires more than was ever there in the past. And the governor believes that the issue ads that are out there need to have purpose and identified as to why they're out there. And that new law does provide that.
So we still don't know the people. We still don't know the individuals, though. We have an organization's name, correct?
Then you get into you know other constitutional issues as far as people's rights to privacy and the like. But the real point is that now you know what you didn't know before. What's driving the ad? Who's responsible for it? Who's paying for it is a secondary issue.
But doesn't that make it easier for the Democrats to claim the governor's in bed with rich special interests and not working Michiganders?
No, I don't think at all. I think, look, we all know that the messaging is an important aspect to every campaign for all politicians, and he's taking and showing the successes of our state, the successes of administration, the fact that Michigan is a top-tier state again. We're adding jobs. We're dropping unemployment. Personal income is up. More spending on education than ever before in our state's history. And for that, Michigan citizens have a lot to be proud of, a great reason to continue to support him. And that's the message that's out there, and that's what the priority is.
Did you like the idea to have the governor in his scuba gear in the ad?
I thought it was cute. You know, I think it got everybody's attention. Got you and I talking about it just now.
It certainly took a lot of people by surprise.
Yeah, I think it accomplished that objective, was to, kind of catch us.
Well, I didn't learn until after that the governor is a certified scuba diver, and I did remember the story of his exploring the shipwreck up in Lake Huron not too long ago. So
yeah, it's a hobby of his, and you know, I think it fits with overall what he's trying to accomplish with showing what a great state we have, all the resources we have, and the exciting Pure Michigan ads we've seen out there in terms of promoting the state, both in Michigan and around the country, and as well as an opportunity for him to catch everybody's attention while promoting the successes of his administration.
I think the days of Democrats admitting they liked Governor Snyder's Medicaid expansion plan or maybe praise his investment in early childhood education, I think those days may be over here with the campaign getting closer, or the campaign here. How hard should the governor work to remind Michigan voters of those positions? Or would that only alienate the more conservative members of the Republican Party?
Well, look, the governor needs to stay on message of how Michigan is moving forward and continue to convey that our state is way beyond where we were in the last decade under Granholm and Schauer, that the initiatives are working, the reforms are taking place, people's lives are improving, And the end result here is that Governor Snyder is talking to the Michigan people about there's more work to do. He's just getting started. He's accomplished a great deal, a lot to be proud of. And he's going to have a great 4 years as the governor again in taking our state through places and accomplishments that, you know, we all would have just hoped and dreamt were possible, and now it's a reality.
How would you describe the relationship between Tea Party Republicans and the Snyder administration right now?
I think there's a wide coalition of support for Governor Snyder across all segments of our party. They recognize that while there may be things from time to time that they're not going to agree on, overall this governor has moved our state light years ahead of any Democratic leadership or any governor of the past, you know, several decades. And they feel very good about those successes. They feel very good about supporting that agenda. And we'll be working extra hard to make certain that it's clear that he's their guy as we move ahead into the 2014 race.
Bobby Shostak is chairman of Michigan's Republican Party. Bobby, we appreciate the time.
Enjoyed it. Thanks very much.